One thing I thought I'd do is when you come into this room, by each of the entrances, there's a bulletin, and in that bulletin there are some announcements. I wanted to encourage you to look those over at some point, just to highlight a couple of them. One of them is that next Sunday you're going to see some Christmas trees beginning to pop up. And I apologize for that, because if it were up to me, I would make a rule that there's no celebrating Christmas until after Thanksgiving's over with. But we want to help. Yeah, they didn't elect me president of holidays, so I don't get to make that decision. We are going to, this year, help partner with St. Paul's United Methodist Church and help some of the folks there to celebrate Christmas. And so there will be under that tree some gifts that we can take then to get down to St. Paul's. There's an announcement in there about how that's going to work. It starts next week. Also, I wanted you to know that on Wednesday, we're going to have a Fall Harvest Festival. It's from 7 to 8 o'clock. If everybody who's a family or would like to be a part of the family here at Faith Community is invited to come to that. Is that fair, Jeannie?
Yes.
Wednesday. Bouncy houses. You'll be sad if you miss it. And the last one is, in April, we're going to put together a mission trip down to Henderson Settlement. We're beginning to figure out who would be interested in being part of that trip. So if you have any interest in being part of the mission trip next April to Henderson Settlement, now's the time to be letting Pastor Rick know of your interest. But more importantly, I wanted to share with you a word from the Scripture. These come from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5, the first 12 verses. This is the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, maybe the greatest sermon ever preached. And it starts out like this. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up onto the mountain, and after they all sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are you who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." I read that scripture because today is All Saints Sunday. It's the Sunday that's closest to All Saints Day. And so today we pause. One of the things we're going to do is remember those who have finished their course, who have run the good race, and now rest from their labors. In a little while, we're going to be lighting some candles as we read the names of those saints who have been a part of Faith Community, who have gone on now to be with God in heaven. And here I use that word saint in the sense that the Apostle Paul uses the word when he writes to the Ephesians, to the church in Ephesus, where there he says, we all have different gifts. Some of them are meant to be apostles, some teachers, some prophets, some servants, in order to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. So I use saint there in the sense of somebody who knows the Lord and somebody who's doing the Lord's work by building up the body of Christ. The word, though, that I'd like to focus on for the next couple of minutes is the word remember. Remember. Why is it important to remember? What do you do that helps you remember? And what are some of the things that we ought to be sure that we remember? In the days of Noah, you know that there was a flood. God destroyed almost everything, every living creature on the earth, except for those that were saved on the ark. And after the flood, when the rains cleared up, he put his bow in the clouds, or in other words, a rainbow. Do you remember why the rainbow was put in the clouds? God said, I'm going to make a covenant with Noah and his descendants, and when I see the rainbow, I will remember. In the days of Moses, God led the people of God out of the land, out of captivity in the land of Egypt. You know that there was a burning bush, there were a bunch of plagues, a sea was parted, and we were given the commandments. What should we do in response to all that God has done for us? Moses said, we should, can you guess? Remember. We should remember the day on which we came out. In the days of Jesus, there was a time where there were 5,000 people that were listening to Jesus teach. He kept teaching into the evening. They got hungry. They didn't have enough food for everybody to eat, but one little kid there said, I've got some loaves and some fish. And by the time it was all over, everybody had not only eaten, but there was some that was left over, so they filled up some baskets with the leftovers. A couple of days later, the disciples again were in a boat, and they were hungry, and they asked Jesus, we've only got one fish. What are we going to do about something to eat? Jesus said to them, do you have eyes to see, but you're not able? Do you have eyes, but you're not able to see? Do you have ears, and you're not able to hear? And do you not remember? Remember. In the days after Jesus was resurrected, he spent some time teaching the disciples. He taught about everything he'd said before. He taught them some new stuff too. His last words before he ascended to be with God in heaven were, I was given all authority, and so now I give it to you. And then he said, go and make disciples. And then his absolute last words were, can you guess? Remember, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. What helps you to remember? About a month or so ago, Dawn and I went to a birthday party for one of her cousins. And most of the time there, we spent listening to Uncle Carl, right? Tell stories about the family. On our way home, we got to talking a little bit, and we realized that Uncle Carl isn't as young as he used to be, that there's a lot of treasure old family stories, and we got to thinking about those stories and realizing we don't remember those stories as well as we used to. Is that fair? And Uncle Carl isn't going to be around forever. And so we got to thinking maybe we need to do a better job of remembering those kinds of stories. And so the next day, we joined Ancestry.com. Have you ever heard of this online resource, Ancestry.com? You can go and you can build a family tree and find out some things about your relatives. I learned, for example, that I didn't know my grandmother's name. Grandpa Olson had been married 3 times, and the woman that I knew as Grandpa most of his life was his 3rd wife. I didn't know even the name of his 1st wife, a woman who had died shortly after my father was born. I found out her name is May. Didn't know that. I also found out, and I think I knew this, but I wouldn't have been able to remember it if you'd asked me. On my other side of the family, on my mom's side of the family, my grandfather was a twin. But his twin brother died at birth so young that he didn't even have a name. He's just referred to in the genealogy as Baby Gruber. That was kind of a cool thing to remember. Dawn realized that her family came not just from Germany, but also from Ireland. And, pardon? When are we going? So now we got to go over and find out where family came from, right? She also found where one of her relatives had actually signed the ledger at Ellis Island. How cool is that? It's one of those things that helps us to remember those who have gone before. In order to help me remember, I do some things like I keep a to-do list each day to remember the things that I'm supposed to do each day. I also keep a calendar to try to help me remember. I also try to establish routines to help me remember to do things like brushing my teeth in the morning. What are some of the things that you do to remember? Why is that important? Well, it's easy to forget, isn't it? It's easy to forget. And I think forgetting is not always a bad thing. Sometimes forgetting is God's grace to us. Last month when we served communion at the 8:30 service, we have little cups of juice that we serve in the service, and I was trying to take some of those little cups of juice over to the other folks who are up in the chancel area helping to serve. And I had like 5 of them stuck between my fingers, and I got about halfway across the floor towards where Dick Montgomery was sitting. Can you see this coming? You know what happened? I'm sure that there was something in the floor there. I don't know what it is, but it caught my foot and the juice went all over Dick Montgomery. That's a moment I'd like to forget. Here's an idea for you. I found a passage in Isaiah that suggests that even God forgets. Isaiah was living in a time where the people of Israel were in exile. They hadn't been being faithful, and so their government had weakened, and they were invaded by Babylon, and again they were taken into captivity in Babylon. They became strangers in a strange land, And they spent some time there, and one of the things that they'd do is they'd cry out to God. They'd say, how long is this going to last? God's response was to say, not much longer. I am a God who blots out your transgressions, and I will remember your sin no more. Did you get that? God not only forgives, God also forgets. My problem is I tend to forget the things that I should remember, and I tend to remember the things that I should forget. So what are those things that we should remember? Let me suggest a couple. One of them, remember God. Remember the God that we know in Jesus Christ, and remember the God that we have come to know through the saints. They help us to remember God. They show us what it means to believe in a God who loves us so much that he would send his son, Jesus Christ, to show us the way back to God, even if it means dying on a cross for our sake. I think that it's possible, if you are stranded all alone on a desert island, to discover God. But more often, since what we have with God is a relationship, more often we discover Jesus Christ through the other people that we have known who have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Do you remember the people who taught you about what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Friday was the anniversary of my dad's death. My dad was a professor at Cornell University, and in the mid-80s, in 1986, he passed away. He died of cancer. So in his last days, he was doped up on an awful lot of morphine. But in his very last days, he refused to take the morphine. He stopped taking morphine. And so I asked him, why are you not taking these drugs that can help you find some relief from the pain? And he said, because I've still got some things that I want to make sure are said, and I want to be able to say them with a clear head. And then he said, I wanted you to know, for example, that I'm proud of you. Now, here I am, a bratty young 20-year-old kid who hadn't really done a whole lot to be proud of, but he thought it was important to let me know that he was proud of me. His last real meaningful words in this world were, he spent an awful lot of time over at Good Samaritan Hospital on the west side of Dayton. And since it's a Catholic hospital, almost every room over there has a crucifix in it. His last meaningful words were to look at the crucifix and say, you know, the cross is nothing. And then he said, and Jesus is nothing. But Jesus on the cross is everything. His pain, he said, is my pain. Who are those saints who help you to remember God? The Beatitudes seem to suggest that they are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted. Do these descriptions bring people to mind that you know? Do they make you think of a time that you spent with somebody? Remember them because they are blessed, and in remembering them, we may be able to share in their blessing. What else do you remember? Here's another thing. Remember who you are. You may have noticed that I left out the last of the Beatitudes, the very last group of people that were remembered when Jesus preached his Sermon on the Mount. Do you know what the last Beatitude is? After talking about the poor in spirit and those who mourn, those who are persecuted. The last one is, blessed are you. Blessed are you, even when people don't like you, if you're doing God's will. Jesus says you are blessed. Remembering the saints helps us to realize that what we're going through, other people have gone through before, and helps to put some sense of context and perspective to it. Another of the stories in my family is a story about a guy named J.P. Deal. J.P. Deal lived in the last part of the 18th century, early part of the 19th century. He was a captain in the army. And the story that my grandfather used to tell is that, you know that sculpture of the, is it four or five soldiers who are raising a flag on San Juan Hill? There's five soldiers there. Grandpa's story was that he was one of those. I actually think that he was probably one of the enlisted folks that cleared the way so that the Rough Riders could come and actually get credit for raising the flag on San Juan Hill. I have actually a medal, well, a little thing that he was given for winning some kind of an oratorical contest in 1896. And one of the other things that I have of his that I cherish is I've got one of his golf clubs. Actually, we've got about five or six of these golf clubs. every now and then when I feel like I'm under attack, one of the things I like to do is remember what he went through. I think about what it must have been like to be him back then. And I think if he made it through, maybe it's possible that I'll be able to make it through whatever it is that I'm going through as well. Even if I don't get credit, I think maybe God remembers. Do you know somebody who's going through a rough time? Maybe a time when you know somebody who's going through something that's almost an unimaginable obstacle, and they made it through. Maybe they even found a way to find some blessing in the midst of it all. Remember them. It helps to realize that us to realize that we're stronger, more able, and more blessed than we think we are. And one last thing that I think it's important to remember. Remember the things that last. In just a minute, we're going to read the names of those saints from this congregation who have passed on in the course of the last year. There will come a day where you and I will all have our names on that list. People who we don't even know will be sitting here as our names are read. And so I think this is also a time for us to think about what we want people to remember of us. What will you be remembered for? Those in the Beatitudes were remembered as inheriting the kingdom of heaven, for being comforted, for inheriting the earth, for being filled, for being children of God, for inheriting the kingdom of heaven. It's in remembering that we realize the things that transcend time and we become a part of things that are eternal. There was a guy whose name was James Moore, who is a pastor who liked to tell stories. And one of the stories that he liked to tell is of a nobleman who lived in Europe several centuries ago who wanted to leave a legacy to the town that he was a part of. So he thought hard about what I could leave that I want to be remembered for, and he finally decided what I'd really like to be remembered for is building a church. And so he decided to build this amazing church for the people of the town. He wouldn't let anybody see it until it was all done. On its unveiling, people came in and they were absolutely amazed because no expense had been spared and he paid attention to every little detail. The church was amazing. One person, though, noticed that there were no lights in the church. He said, wait a minute, where are the lamps? It's really quite dark in here. How will the church be lighted? The nobleman pointed to some brackets that were on the wall, and then he gave each family a lamp. What he wanted them to do is every time they came to church to bring their lamp with them. That would be the way that the church would be lit. Each time you're here, the place where you're seated will be lit. And each time you're not here, the place where you are seated will be dark. This is to remind you that whenever you fail to come to church, a part of God's house will be dark. It's a kind of pointed story, isn't it? How do we carry the light that we have been given in Christ on to future generations? A poet named Edward Everett Hale once put it like this: I am only one, but I am still one. I cannot do everything, but I still can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do. Nelson Henderson once said, the true meaning of life is to plant trees under whose shade you do not expect to sit. Francis of Assisi, in his letters to the rulers of the people, once said, keep a clear eye towards life's end. Do not forget your purpose and your destiny as God's creature. What you are in his sight is what you are and nothing more. Remember that when you leave this earth, you can take nothing that you have received, fading symbols of honor and trappings of power, but only what you have been given, only what you have given, a full heart enriched by honest service, love, sacrifice, and courage. I saw an article published by Northwestern University up around Chicago that they are trying to develop a pill that will help you selectively forget. A pill that will help you selectively forget. Here's my question. If you could take that pill, would you want to? Are there things that you would like to selectively forget? I'd rather have a pill that would help me to better remember. Remember because it's easy to forget. Remember the saints who have finished their course in faith and now rest from their labors. Remember the saints because of what they have to show us about God. Remember because of what they have to show us about ourselves. And remember because they show us the things that last, that will outlive us and allow us to touch eternity. May it be so. Amen.
As Brad said, we have an opportunity to remember those saints that came before us, to whom we are stitched, and hopefully we will pass on what they gave to us. Now, to do that, I've got some folks that have agreed to help, so if you'd be willing to come up with me. And Christian, I need special help from you, bud. Christian and I were just having a conference together, and we decided we should move the candles that we'll light so that it's easier for folks to see. Maybe prepare our hearts for another part of worship. Maybe we'll spend a moment in prayer. Does that sound okay? Let's pray together. God, we thank you for being faithful to us so far, knowing that you will be faithful to us forever. Thank you for great reminders that you are a faithful God. And then in the end, when we move on to the other side of the cross, you will be faithful then. We give you thanks for those that have completed that work here on earth, and that you are now rejoicing with for an eternity. We thank you for their example of faithfulness, and we pray that we can walk in steps that are also faithful. Lord, hear us in our silence as we lift up the names of those that have come before us and have completed their course of work here on earth. Remind us, God, that all of those that came before us in faith are examples to us so that we might be an example to others. I pray that we can more fully live all the time in the plan that you have set out for us so that one day others will look at our example. In the name of your Son, Jesus, who died and then was risen, we pray. Amen.
Hear now the roll of our victorious. Phyllis Beeson. Dorothy Poland. Requa Bone. Peggy Roberts. Marjorie Dunn. Jan Sandifer. Alberta Ford. Doris Stivers. Edna Kine. William Supp. Vern Maul. Emma Wilk. And Ruthella O'Brien.